Alexander Dugin listening to tributes to his daughter. Daria Dugina was killed on Saturday in a car bomb attack near Moscow. Her father says she recently told him she felt like a warrior.
The price that we have to pay can be justified by only one thing, the highest achievement, victory. She lived in the name of victory, and she died in the name of victory. Our Russian victory, our truth, our orthodoxy, our country, and our empire.
Daria Dugina was 29 and worked as a commentator on a nationalist Russian television channel. Just 2 days after the attack, Russia's Federal Security Service, or FSB, named a Ukrainian woman as the perpetrator. It said she'd rented an apartment in the same building as Dugina. Ukraine has said it does not resort to terror tactics, blaming Russia's own government or security apparatus.
It typically takes months or even years, or often never, for political murders to be solved. And yet the FSB, the Russian Security Service, claims to have done this in a matter of hours. And I think everyone looking at the kind of details they're providing comes to the conclusion there's nothing credible about the story that they have put together.
How much influence Dugin has over President Vladimir Putin has been the subject of speculation inside and outside Russia. What's clear is he and his daughter expressed far-right nationalist views in public and strongly supported the invasion of Ukraine. They'd both been placed on international sanctions lists for spreading misinformation. Witnesses say Alexander Dugin decided at the last minute to travel in a different vehicle from his daughter. Social media footage showed him looking on with the car still in flames. President Putin has never publicly supported him, but he's called the car bomb evil and posthumously awarded Dugina the Order of Courage Medal. Nadim Barber, Al Jazeera.